Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Thanks for tuning in to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage. I am your host and I'm your friend. You can call me at 719-330-1457. I have before me our radio show conversation. I appreciate all of your calls from last week. We are doing with a drum roll, Matt, part two of Insights into the housing market, especially for first-time homeowners. And I just greatly appreciate so many of you reaching out to me. Jake, Mark, Dita, Jeff, Craig, Scott, all of you reached out, and I want to help you prepare you personally, but more importantly, your adult children, how to purchase a home. I have now done the third purchase process this year where I have helped your adult children into home ownership, which is a new stratosphere, and I do this as a licensed loan originator. I want you to reach out and call me right now at 719-330-1457. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance loan, and I am having this conversation now, as I did last week, because all of the conditions are coming together for the best fall, the remainder of this October, November, December, January, February, March, and April. October, November, December, February, March, April. The next 6 months is where interest rates are coming down. I have locked in loan qualifications at 6.375, 6.125, now a 5.75%. As soon as we get down to the low 5% range and the media starts talking about home affordability with financing again, we are going to see a dramatic increase in values next summer. And I'm telling you this now in the fall of 2025. This is a very, very important conversation to have with you. If you have been living without any interaction with the media, you know the Fed Chair Jerome Powell of the Federal Reserve has already decreased the Fed funding rate once in September. I believe my forecast is he's going to do it again later this month. So it's important for you to get ready and get ahead of the momentum on the change in the real estate market. There's more than 4,000 homes on the market, and I expect that is going to grow in October before it starts to go down in November, December, and January. And some of the topics that I want to review with you is, last week I talked about the credit, your capacity to earn, and your collateral and down payment in a house as a key factor in understanding how qualification for mortgage financing, or any financing for that matter, whether it's an installment loan or an automobile loan, to get yourself prepared. I have beat the drum for over a decade now, reviewing the 7 baby steps of Dave Ramsey as to how you get your financial house in order. But today I'm going to go into items such as first-time home buyer programs. And I just helped, literally last week, a first-time home buyer, and she is of retirement age in Trinidad, Colorado, to buy her first home in Colorado. So you don't have to be 20 or 30 or 40 to buy your first home. You can do it at any age and at any time. But if you are a first-time home buyer, or if you're referring me to a first-time home buyer, one of the first conversations I'm going to have with them after the 3 C's, hey, what is your credit rating? What does that look like? What is your capacity to earn, your job, your monthly income look like? And what does your collateral or down payment look like? The number one thing that holds people from purchasing a home is that collateral or down payment. 20 years ago in the United States, in 2005, you could put no money down and buy a house. Well, houses were $100,000, $200,000, not $400,000, $300,000, $500,000. So now the mortgage payments are unsustainable if you don't put money down. That's where the military home buyers and homeowners that do have access to the last 0% down payment loan, the VA home loan, is great in that they don't need to put a down payment. But now if you put no money down on a $400,000 house, you have a $400,000 mortgage. So the less you put down, the more your debt and the higher your monthly payment's going to be. So there's three simple ways to get around that. Number one, the most logical and the one that takes the longest is create a savings plan now. Sit down with your 20-some-year-old adult child and say, hey, if you put aside $1,000 a month, when you get your first job, you put $1,000 a month aside and eliminate your debt. Then after you eliminate your debt, you continue to put $1,000 a month aside. And in 24 months, when they are 26 years old or whatever the age is, they're going to have at least $24,000 to put down. And that really is the base starting point. If you buy a $300,000 house and you put 5% down, which is really the operational minimum in the industry, that's 15 grand there, plus you've got extra for some closing costs and some incidentals when you move into that home. Number two, I'm talking specifically to you, the radio listener. The number one means of a first-time home buyer to get a house is not a government assistance program. It is a gift from a relative, a parent, a grandparent. I see it in 2 out of every 5 purchases for people 30 years and under. And the third one is in this market alone, which I believe is going to be gone in 12 or 18 months, is seller proceeds. I just helped a young couple that purchased a $475,000 home, and in that purchase price, the seller provided within the contract $15,000 for the buyers for closing costs, what are called prepaids, establishing your homeowner's insurance, your tax escrow, and that offsets your expenses in purchasing the home so you can concentrate your assets on the down payment of your home. But reviewing the loan assistance programs is something that I want to focus on now because there's 3 major avenues to accomplish this. You've got your state and federal programs. You've got your county, metropolitan, and state grant and assistance programs. And then, of course, like I said, you've got strategies through your real estate agent to actually go through some individual private programs like Colorado Hero programs and professional strategies in getting seller proceeds that might be equivalent or in excess of any first-time home buyer down payment assistance plan. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to go into that, especially for you listening who have adult children, friends, relatives that are purchasing. So call me at 719-330-1457 during the break so we can get in contact with your adult children, your adult grandchildren, and beyond to help them find success just like you have. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. If you missed this in the first segment, I am a licensed loan originator. I've been helping people just like you for over 25 years. Over 1,100 times I've helped individuals purchase a home, refinance their mortgage, get started into investment, property, real estate, and everything in between. Couple bottom line upfront statements that I have not actively looked for a home in El Paso County since November of 2017. That is going on 8 years ago, and I am actively looking and putting offers on homes right now. I believe it is the best time to buy in El Paso County, the Pikes Peak region. Also, I believe it's the best time in Montana, in Wyoming, in Tennessee. These are all areas that I have looked than it has been since 2014. So we are over 10 years, and that's because the number of homes available. There's a record number of homes in our area, in the Tennessee areas and Wyoming areas and Montana areas that I looked. And when you have more selection, that always, through supply and demand, benefits the buyers. But sometimes first-time home buyers struggle, particularly in one area. Most people in their 20s and beyond have a credit profile. That's the first C. It's absolutely required, and it's a mandate that you have a good capacity, the second C, to work. An income source. If you're retired, that can be a pension, a depleting asset fund, taking money out of a 401k and an IRA, individual retirement account directly. But if you're young, you have to have a full-time job or career. You have to have a history of 2 or more years, unless you're a specific professional like a doctor or nurse or something like that, where you can show your transcripts and a salary that you have. My son is just transitioning into that now, where he's midway through his first semester of his senior year, and he already has a permanent offer in a salaried position in a specific field. Many people would say he's lucky. He would say 150 applications to internships and career positions increase his luck by a large measure. But there are first-time home buyer assistance programs out there, and in preparing and having insight into the housing market, this is a key component, especially for first-time homeowners. So let's start with the biggest one that I am familiar with, of course, and that is the CHAFA, the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority Assistance Program. Now, all of these federal programs, I'm going to go through FHA loans. That really is a first-time home buyer assistance program, the Fair Housing Authority, FHA, where you only have to put 3.5% down. There is the VA loan that, even though I'm 58 years old and I have VA benefits, that is primarily meant for active duty soldiers who are required to move all over the world and back to simplify their homeownership process. And then you have something in the conventional mortgage arena with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This one specifically is Freddie Mac, with a first-time home buyer loan that's called the Home Ready Program. Now, I'm going to go through those, but starting with the Colorado Housing Finance Authority, it is a grant in some cases. In other cases, it's an actual silent second mortgage. But even the grant program is money that's given to you up to 3%. And there are some other extenuating circumstances around that where it provides you with that punch of down payment that you need. But it's not free money. It goes attached to the mortgage. And if you refinance or sell that mortgage within a certain amount of time, in this example, 9 years, then that has to be paid back, or the grant has to be formally relieved, and it's not guaranteed up front. There's complicated formulas, just like any other government program, but it is possible to use this when you purchase as a qualified first-time home buyer. On all of these programs, like Home Ready and the conventional aspect, and other ones that I'm going to talk about, the Pikes Peak Down Payment Assistance and the Colorado Heroes Program, there are salary maximum or limits, meaning if you use the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority First Time Home Buyer Assistance Program, your household income combined cannot be above $162,000. So if your husband makes $60,000 and you make $100,000, you're on the cusp of not qualifying because you make far too much money not to be organized with a more structured down payment. The Pikes Peak Down Payment Assistance Program, that is kept at 80% of the median income for your surrounding area. So in these programs as well, with the Home Ready conventional program, you can qualify to only put 3% down, have a reduced private mortgage insurance payment, but it's challenging to qualify for those because if you make $100,000 or more a year, you will not qualify. But the most important thing about these programs is, number one, I would love to walk you through them. You just call me at 719-330-1457. We can have a half an hour discussion on each one of these programs. That's not the intent. The thing that I do want to reiterate is common sense. The less money you put down, the higher your mortgage balance is going to be and the higher your monthly payment is. So if I had a dollar for every time I sat down with a young couple and said, yes, you want to buy a $400,000 house, I can get you qualified for that house and we can do it so you put no more than 3% down, which is $12,000. But that means that before they start adding fees, mortgage insurance, stuff like that, you subtract $12,000, which is 3%, you're going to have a $388,000 mortgage at 6%. That payment becomes unmanageable for them. Well, that payment is so high. Well, you have to find a house that's $280,000 rather than $400,000. And that's the conversation that I have, where if I got a dollar for each one of those, I'd have hundreds of dollars in savings because people don't understand. Home buyer assistance programs allows you to save on your down payment, but when you talk about a payment of 0% down if you're a active military service member or veteran, or if you go with a 3% down home ready or a 3.5% FHA combined with the Colorado Housing Finance Authority, you're still going to have a mortgage that is disproportionately high. So the number one success that I've seen are gifts from you. We've set aside money for our children's college. My parents and grandparents set it aside for me, and now my late parents, my children's grandparents, and my wife and I have set it aside for our children. It's a matter of budgeting. Ask me how many brand new cars at 58 and worth well beyond seven figures. How many new cars have you had off the lot in your lifetime, Jay? That is true. The exact number is zero. In fact, right now as I'm getting my F-150 truck with 90,000 miles fixed after the hailstorm, I am driving my daughter's car because she certainly doesn't have it at college, although she says she deserves it at college. With 110,000 miles, I'm driving around a 2013 Ford Escape. That's why I have money to share with my children and my unborn grandchildren after their college to help them with a gift, maybe something nominal like $10,000, but possibly as much as $80,000. Depending how much effort I see on their behalf. That's what you can do. If you think you might have money for a gift for one of your children or grandchildren, call me at 719-330-1457. In less than a 15-minute conversation, I can give you my advice as to whether that's a wise thing to do, to what extent I would recommend you do it, and whether it's worth it at all, because you have to look at the whole picture. Gifts from parents, grandparents, and other relatives is the number one strategy that young first-time home buyers get over the hump for that down payment. Hey, I've saved $10,000, and my grandma just gave us $10,000 as well. That's $20,000. They buy a $300,000 home, and they've got a 10% down payment at $15,000 plus some wiggle room. But also, you can shop for the best real estate agents in town. And if you want the top-producing, most productive agents, give me a call at 719-330-1457 and I can help you. I have an agent, a very good friend of mine that you know on this show, Justin Hermes, that I just referred him, one of the radio listeners' family members, and he got them a contract where there was $15,000 of proceeds given from the sellers. On a $450,000 loan, that's a lot. And that helped offset all their closing costs, some of their prepaid, which is paying your homeowner's insurance up front, creating a tax escrow, taking care of and offsetting the price of the appraisal and other nominal fees. This couple could then focus 100% of their attention on the down payment, and they did 10% and came up with more than $40,000. And there was money left over at the end, so we reduced the sales price a little bit. Those details are not important. But the seller proceeds from a professional agent is absolutely crucial. And after you look at how you're going to manage that down payment. After you look prior to that, how you're going to budget and get rid of debt. Before that, understand how you line up your credit profile, your collateral down payment profile, and your capacity to earn and your new job or career profile. Then you can actually look at the cycle of home purchases and sales in our area. This is the one I understand why people don't follow more often. I just don't understand it, because there is, with the exception of 2021 and 2020 in COVID, where there was no decrease at all in the fall and winter months of the year, over the last 15 years, 13 of the last 15 years, every single year, a home is 5% cheaper in January than it is in June. Prices have always gone up cyclically, but 13 of the last 15 years, prices are more affordable in January than they are in May. So I would encourage you to look at the cycle of homes, specifically in Colorado, where more buyers in the spring and summer equates to higher prices, and less buyers in the winter and fall equate to lower prices. So I'm going to build upon that with the rhythm and the economic cycle, and then locations in town, and the 12 big steps that you can follow right after the break. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me, 719-330-1457, to start your home purchasing journey today with Churchill Mortgage right here in Colorado Springs.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
I'm your friend. I'm the host of the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, and also a licensed loan originator in Colorado and a handful of other states. So anywhere from Florida to Tennessee to Texas to Utah, Wyoming, and beyond, I can help you with all of your mortgage needs. Now, I've been talking the entire hour here about insights into the housing market, and specifically first-time home buyers. And I have went through the three C's. I have went through the seven baby steps. I've went through preparing for a home purchase through savings, acquiring gifts, or seller proceeds. I have went through the cycle of a home purchase for you and how you can use that to your benefit. As simple as plan your purchase in January and not July. Pretty simple step. But also the rhythm of economic cycles, number five, is so incredibly important. We've only had, since I have got into the industry in 1998, there has only been three obvious economic cycles that has been extremely advantageous to buy houses. The first cycle, after the Great Recession from 2011 to 2015, anybody that was purchasing homes in 2008, 9, 10, we're still going backwards and getting less valuable every year. But in 2011, in fact, January of 2012, when I launched this radio show, I implored you personally, spending money, $30,000 to $60,000 a year of my own money, to come to this microphone to help you, to say, please buy homes now, because when you do so, not only a primary residence, but you know my conversations of the three little houses, buying three separate investment property houses back in 2012 to 2015, when they were $180,000 to $220,000, put them on 15-year mortgages, 20 to 30% down, own them outright like we do today, and dozens of other couples and singles that have done the same to create wealth. That window closed in 2015, 16, 17, because the economy was so strong during the first Trump administration that prices elevated positively with inflation. And inflation was rising at that point, kept minimal, but people were making more, household incomes were going up, so more people were purchasing. In 2018, when the previous chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, increased interest rates dramatically right before Trump's term, and then Jay Powell took over in 2018 and then did it once again. 2018, there was a lull, and that was when I had some people thrust into more home ownership. But then 2019, 20, and 21, the real estate market was so hot, prices exploded beyond anybody's wildest dreams or expectations. Great for homeowners, not so much for people who were sitting on the sidelines. But in 2022, when they started to increase the Fed fund rate, prime interest rate, and mortgage-backed security and 10-year treasury rates, and people could no longer get affordable mortgages at 3 or 4%, and they were going up between 6 and 8%, another door was opened in 2023 and 2024, and now I'm telling you, in 2025, between now, October of 2025, and May of 2026, is this last window where you can get houses below market price, seller proceeds, and have enough houses to look at in the inventory that sellers will take you serious. The rhythm of economic cycles. I know it already. Interest rates are going to come down. Mortgage rates are going to come down. More people are going to come off the sideline, and it's going to shift the needle back to advantage sellers. Mark my words. We can play this radio show back for posterity next year. Trust me, with me and my personality, I will. Because the last one that I'm not going to go into great detail on is, if you've done everything else, buying a home is not rocket science, but it is a complex equation. If you get the three C's down, if you've balanced your life with the seven baby steps with Dave Ramsey, if you've gotten your strategy for your down payment, and then you've heated the cycle of home purchase, and then get in the perfect place at the perfect time right now, the rhythm of economic cycles, if you've surpassed all five of those steps, you can blow it in the 11th hour if you don't purchase in the correct zip codes and neighborhoods. If you purchase something right now off of Academy and Airport in Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region, you may be making a mistake. If you're going to purchase something on the west side, as a blanket statement, west of I-25 in El Paso County in the Pikes Peak region, you're going to double your money in the next 15 years. I can guarantee that. If a house is $300 a square foot, by 2040, it's going to be $600 a square foot. A $300,000 house will be $600,000. If you doubt that, just drive up to Boulder. Colorado Springs is the conservative Boulder. That's the Republic of Boulder. Of Colorado Springs, it's limited geography, it's lakefront property because of the Manitou, the Green Mountain Falls, Cascade, Woodland Park. You cannot grow to the west anymore in our city, and supply and demand is key. That's why every single home on a lakeshore has gotten more valuable over the last 100 years. Not a single one has went down unless it's the exception to the rule. So understanding where in town, with zip codes and neighborhoods. And now in the inflationary downturn now, it almost comes down to streets. Beyond neighborhoods, there's streets within neighborhoods. So you have to keep that in mind. But the thing that I want to end with the most today is, what is a sure path that you can follow for home ownership? And this is the most important thing that I've said on the radio, I think, this year. A blueprint, a checklist that you can follow. Now, I've done this for years. Before I do this, and I'm going to segue into the final segment here, is I want to know if these conversations are still pertinent to you. If you have any interest in an investment property seminar, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. Because it's all crickets right now, but by next May, you're all going to want to hear it. And in order for you to hear it next year, I want you to understand it and go through it this year, because I have the ability to see and forecast economic trends and changes. And with what's going on in our country, by next summer, the economy is going to be strong again, and I want to help you now, because by then, next summer, you're going to have to be a really good sprint runner to catch up and learn what I need to teach you. If you have any interest at all in a home ownership webinar or seminar or 30-minute sit-down on home ownership, first-time home buyer or move-up, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 during the break. And for the rest of you, I'm going to go through a 12-step by-step plan for home ownership right after the break. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457 to get your next purchase or refinance mortgage started. And for any interest in classes or seminar, the same, 719-330-1457. I'll be back to do the final segment with you right after these important messages.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
You can count on me.
Thanks for sticking with me. Jay Garvin's the last segment of 8 segments since last week about insights into the housing market, especially for first-time home buyers. And as promised, I compiled a step-by-step list from A to Z, 12 points that you can follow, consolidating the entire conversation that I've had with you on steps to follow for your plan of home ownership. I've been a home buyer myself more than 20 times now with investment properties, primary residences, and second homes. I've walked well over 1,000 people through this. Compile this with one or two other points of perspective and opinion on the matter, and you too can become a successful homeowner. Now, you can call me at 719-330-1457. I'd love to walk you through this personally. Home ownership is a personal journey. It's not a destination or a website that you land yourself on. It's a long process. That's why 35 to 40% of Americans don't do it. And number one, I would tell you, in all of the knowledge that I have, is you have to want to be a homeowner in order to achieve the goal. I've helped so many more people that were underqualified in these 12 steps, but overqualified in their passion, their desire, and their drive to be a homeowner than I have individuals in the opposite fashion. So many people that come hell or high water, they were going to buy a house and nothing was going to stop them, and they needed to correct one or four or five or six of these steps. Then other people that everything looked right on paper, but they just didn't have the belief, the motivation, or the persistence to do it. None of this list mattered. So the raw desire to be a homeowner can overcome everything. Whether it takes you 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, or 2 decades, you have to have that passion to do anything worth doing in life. And home ownership is absolutely one of them, part of the American dream. Number one, though, you have to start with an income source. You got to get a stable job or career, and you have to be there for 2 years, period. Unless your grandma's going to give you a $500,000 gift to just buy a house with no experience, no job, you're not going to be able to do it. And even if he or she does gift you that, now you have to maintain it. Because unless it's an investment property, houses are not an income source. They're a money pit. They have to be maintained. And it's the process of strengthening your brain and your habits in order to achieve ownership that makes it successful. They tried to give away free mortgages in 2006, 7, and 8 in George W. Bush's term. And they tried to make renters homeowners, and a government policy and promotion cannot do that. It has to be the grit, the determination, and the discipline to do it. So number one, you've got to get a stable job career for 2 years or more. You have to live below your means, eliminating your debt, saving your down payment and training yourself to be financially fit. Number three, somewhere along that line between the sign that you're 16, 26, 36, or 56, you've got to establish a consistently positive credit profile. I'm not talking a score. You don't need a credit score to buy a home with Churchill Mortgage. We can do no-score loans where we use your cell phone bill, your automobile insurance, and your utility bill as alternative lines of credit. Sure, it's great if you have a 720 or an 820 credit score. You're in trouble if you have a 520 credit score, but you can have no credit score and buy, but you have to establish that credit profile as your third objective. Now, you have to accumulate a minimum amount of cash or wealth in the bank to do it. Even if you're a military member and you put no money down, you're not going to be able to buy a house if you have no money in the bank. I'm dealing with a military buyer right now that makes a couple $100,000 a year, but they don't literally have more than $4,000 to their name in savings. They've got spending issues, and you have to accumulate some cash wealth, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 to buy a house, and I'm talking about home purchase ranges between $300,000 and $800,000 homes. You don't need that much if you're only buying a $100,000 home, but I don't know if you want to live in podunk America to get that house. There's no job there. That's why they sell for $100,000. I have one of them in Council Grove, Kansas. Could buy a house there tomorrow for $79,000, but no one lives there to rent it or income there to afford it. Now, number five, you have to complete a budget and an affordability range that you qualify for through your family budget. You have to go through the process. You did it for renting. Hey, I can afford $1,200 a month for rent, or I can afford $2,200 a month for rent. You have to sit down and do that same formula for purchasing a home. Now, after you do that, you can then go on to step six, is get loan qualified, certified with Churchill Mortgage. And if you don't have that conversation complete yet, you can call me at 719-330-1457, and I will walk through with you to help you complete your budget to find an affordable range that you qualify for. And then once you discover that, your personal budget and what your parameters of comfort are, then we'll go through and tell you what the bank says, what the mortgage lender says you qualify for. And then you measure your comfortable range with the range that the bank provides you. Four out of five times people are like, well, I don't want that much house and that much debt and that much mortgage. That stresses me out. There's sometimes one out of 10 people, and I'm working with a gal right now that has no money in the bank. She makes a lot of money, but she's got a lot of debt. And she's like, she's not concerned about, give me approved for an $800,000 house. And that's where I want to slow the roll. But that's the first six steps. The seventh step, after you've been through all of a stable career, living below your means, establishing your credit profile, accumulating some money for down payment, creating a self-disciplined budget range that you qualify for, then you get fully qualified, approved, and certified with Churchill Mortgage, then you go and interview and choose a real estate professional. After that, it's very simple. You go ahead and pause any major life events and focus solely on the house. Then you want to actually find the house of your desire, put it under contract, complete your loan, and close. And step number 12, start living the American dream in home ownership. So hopefully that has helped you. You can call me at 719-330-1457 to review the process face-to-face. But all for all the rest of you, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Far above home ownership is your relationship with your higher power in Christ and your family and your friends. Go grow and prosper. Jay Garvin's. Tune in next week right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
Summer's almost over and I'm crying, but I don't know why. Sentimental fool weeping for this blue, blue sky. My face and the way I feel for you.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
I don't.